Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast, episode 26. So, are you familiar with Michael Bernard Beckwith? Among other things, he is the author of the book Spiritual Liberation, which is also a movie. He did a PBS special called The Answer Is You. He's also the founder and the spiritual director of the Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles. He was featured in the classic movie The Secret, and he's been on the Oprah Winfrey Show many times. And I'm honored to say that I've had many occasions to witness Reverend Michael Beckwith speak at a number of live events and got to know him personally. And there's a phrase that he's used every now and then in some of his talks that really caught my ear years ago. It's a wonderful affirmation to say to yourself. And so that statement will be the focus of this episode. On my YouTube channel, I recently released a series of videos called Morning Mantra Meditations. And this affirmation from Michael Beckwith is featured in the seventh one of the series. And very soon I'll compile all eight of these morning mantra meditations and release them on a digital album that will be on all of the audio platforms, including Spotify. And speaking of that platform, there's a really good chance you are listening to this on Spotify. And if that's the case, you can also listen to like a dozen albums of my recordings outside of this podcast on Spotify. Just search for the artist name Bob Baker's Inspiration Project. And that way you could stream a whole lot of these recordings without the podcast intros. I mentioned that this whole series is on my YouTube channel, and in fact, that is the very place where you can hear all of my newest recordings first. So if you don't already, please go to youtube.com/Bob Baker. Or just go to YouTube and search for my name, Bob Baker, and affirmations. You'll quickly find the channel. I would love it if you subscribed and followed me there. These and other links will be in the show notes of this episode, including one to my website at bobbakerinspiration.com. And if you visit that website, you'll find out how to get 6 free meditation and affirmation MP3 downloads. Absolutely free, my gift to you. But you got to go to the website to get them. bobbakerinspiration.com. All right, so you're probably on the edge of your seat wondering, what is that affirmation from Michael Beckwith that Bob is so enthralled with? Well, you're about to find out. Here it is. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you again real soon on the next episode. Welcome to this morning mantra meditation, inspired by Michael Bernard Beckwith, author of Spiritual Liberation, Life Visioning, and The Answer Is You. This is the seventh in a series of morning mantra recordings. So Pookie, my significant other, and I have been blessed to get to know Michael Beckwith over the years. He's a powerful speaker and a great inspiration to millions of people around the world. There's a particular line he's used in his talks that really resonates with me. So instead of giving you a long list of affirmations to repeat back to yourself, in this mantra series, we focus on just one powerful centering thought at a time. And this affirmative statement from Michael Beckwith is the perfect one for this recording. Here it is. Something wonderful is always on the verge of happening. Isn't that a wonderful affirmation? In a moment, we will repeat the mantra three times together. After that, I encourage you to repeat it back to yourself, slowly, over and over again, either out loud or in your mind. And as you do so, I want you to truly feel the sense that wonderment is all around you, that opportunities for abundance, joy, creativity, and love are infinitely available if you only notice them and allow them into your life. And just in case your mind wanders, I'll pop back in a couple of times to remind you to return to the mantra. So get in a comfortable position. If you are driving, walking, or moving while you listen, that's fine. All I ask is that you take a deep breath right now and get centered. Ready? Let's say it three times together. Something wonderful is always on the verge of happening. Something wonderful is always on the verge of happening. Something wonderful is always on the verge of happening. Now repeat it to yourself. Just checking in to see where your attention is, and to encourage you to really lean into this statement wholeheartedly. Feel into the vibration that opportunity is ever present. You are on the threshold of what brings you joy and fulfillment right now. Let's recite the mantra three more times. Then I'll give you more space to lock in today's centering thought. Something wonderful is always on the verge of happening. something wonderful is always on the verge of happening. Something wonderful is always on the verge of happening. We've got about a minute or so left. So here's your last chance to really lock in the vibration of this powerful statement. Do your best to truly see it and feel it in your mind's eye. And continue to repeat the mantra. Something wonderful is always on the verge of happening. Take a deep breath as we bring this session to a close. How does that feel? Whether you know it or not, you are planting powerful seeds in your subconscious mind. And mark my word, those seeds will take root. New opportunities will show up in your life. So look for them and pay attention. This is Bob Baker of BobBakerInspiration.com. Have a wonderful day. Let's talk again soon. Until then, so long for now. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to BobBakerInspiration.com to get it. That's BobBakerInspiration.com. The five simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down. How to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at BobBakerInspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.